offer my thanks to Pastor Eric Elness, who posts sermons online, for helping me think about the relationship between breathing and the Holy Spirit and prayer. Many people assume that God experiences are fairly uncommon, that they are limited, first of all, to those who overtly believe in God, and also we believe that they rarely occur. I remember a professor telling his students to share stories of when they had experienced the Holy Spirit. One student talked about experiencing the Holy Spirit at a campfire at the end of a week of summer camp. Another described a special worship service. And one by one, the students started to associate the Holy Spirit with exceptional things or exceptional times in their lives. Things that don't happen all the time. One basic problem with the Holy Spirit, at least I put forth to us this morning, is that we need to take it from the mountaintop down into our daily lives. The great contemplative monk and author of his spiritual autobiography, Seven Story Mountain, Thomas Merton, was asked probably too many times about his life and his practices as a monk at his hermitage in the Abbey of Gethsemane in Kentucky, a place where I've had the privilege of taking retreat many years ago on a few occasions. One time when asked, Merton rather tersely responded, probably a little bit out of exasperation from having to answer this question over and over, but he tersely responded with, "What I wear is pants, what I do is live, how I pray is breathe." For Merton, experiencing the Holy Spirit was not confined to some mountaintop experience. It was a daily experience, a moment-by-moment experience in which the Holy Spirit is as present and as constant to him as breathing. When was the last time that you noticed that you are breathing, except when you're gasping for air after doing something too strenuous for your physical conditioning? We breathe approximately 26,000 times a day. I wonder if we became more aware of our breath, if we would become more aware of God's actual presence in our lives with each and every breath we take. Most of the great religions of this world, whether Eastern, modern, or even Christian, have related breathing to prayer, have developed an experience of praying that involves being conscious of your breath, noticing your breath, intentionally breathing. I think this experience tells us that we can become more aware of God through paying attention to our breathing, because Christians throughout the centuries, as well as other people seeking for the divine, although maybe not finding the God that we worship, the God that we believe is the one true God, have sought the divine through paying attention to their breath. The Old Testament words for spirit, for soul, and for breath are all related. There's one Hebrew word for breath, ruach, which is translated the same as spirit in many cases. The Hebrew word for soul, or for being, is also often translated as breath in the Old Testament. And so you have this connection between our soul, our spirit, and our breath. Not just in one word, but in two words. And you have the connection through that with our spirit, our breath, with God's breath, God's spirit. The relationship between spirit and breath carries forward into the New Testament as well with the Greek word pneuma. Don't worry, there will not be a vocabulary quiz on these words. You can only tell by the context whether pneuma means spirit or breath. And even then, sometimes it may not be 100% clear. In the Gospel of John, the resurrected Jesus appears to his disciple, and we are told he breathes on them and says, "Receive the holy pneuma." Did Jesus, was he saying exclusively receive the Holy Spirit? Was he also or differently saying receive the Holy Breath? His breath that he breathes into us. If we take the biblical relationship between breath and spirit seriously, the answer is probably both. Jesus was saying, receive the Holy Spirit, receive the Holy Breath, be filled with it. It's been estimated, I don't know who estimated this, but it's been estimated, I read, that all of us regularly breathe in at least one molecule of air that Jesus himself breathed. And if it's not true, it sounds really good, doesn't it? Now, while that miracle is no different from any other air molecule, if that is true or even if it's not, it may help us make the connection, to become aware of how we are connected with God, with Jesus, through breath. Perhaps our awareness turns from receiving Jesus' breath into an openness that with every breath we take, we also receive the Holy Spirit. And if we are conscious of our breathing and conscious of God being present in something as simple as breath, how much more will we become aware of God's Spirit in each and everything we do every day of our lives? How many breaths will you take today compared with how many times you mindfully seek a connection with God? Most likely we breathe more often than we think about God. Maybe this is a way to become more aware of God in our lives. Many people have a hard time praying to God for longer than a few moments, or at least they think they do. If we define praying to consciously stopping, kneeling or standing or bowing our heads and having to say something to God. I think part of the reason we have trouble praying for so long is because we don't know what to say. We struggle to discern between what's God putting thoughts into our head versus what are those other voices that we hear that put thoughts into our head. And yet, if prayer was as easy and natural as breathing, how might that change us? The name of today's theme is finding your breath. Finding your breath is not the same as catching your breath. Catching your breath is having to take those gasps because we've overexerted ourselves, because our body is lacking oxygen. But finding our breath is becoming aware of it. Is finding our breath is becoming aware that in our breathing, God is also present, just as truly as if God is present when we kneel at an altar, or when we light a candle, or when we receive the bread and the cup. The Apostle Paul says that we don't actually know how to pray as we should. I think most of us would agree with that. But he tells us, as in the passage we heard this morning, that the Spirit helps us in our weakness and intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And yet, because the Greek word pneuma in this passage could also be translated breath, it's possible to read what Paul is saying. Not that this was his intention, but as we hear this, listen to how it alerts us and changes our understanding of prayer as it relates to breath. The breath helps us in our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very breath intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the breath, because the breath intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. What if with every breath we take, our spirit and the Spirit living within us is seeking to connect with God, is saying a prayer, offering a prayer, being a prayer, even when we don't have the words to say, when we can't possibly figure out what it is we are supposed to be uttering with our lips. Not that we should never try that. Not that we should never pray aloud. Not that we should never utter the concerns of our hearts and prayers of thanksgiving. But can we begin to see that maybe just sitting and breathing is a form of prayer? Whether or not we translate what Paul says as breath or spirit, it's clear that there is some connection both in Scripture and in the history of the Christian tradition. In the Eastern Orthodox Church, they have a prayer called the Jesus Prayer. Has anybody ever heard? Familiar? Some people are. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. It's very simple. And it's meant to be prayed over and over and over and over. But it's not just meant to be prayed. The way it is often prayed is it's incorporated into one's breathing. So on the inhale, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Breathing in God's presence, God's grace, God's love for you through Jesus Christ. And exhaling, breathing out our sins, our need for grace, anything that might be keeping us from God. The prayer can be said in your head, just mentally, as you breathe, saying it on the inhale and the second part on the exhale. It's not a magic formula, but I've experienced, in my own life anyway, the calming presence of God's Spirit as I focused on my breathing. So we're going to practice that for just a few moments. And you may just focus on your breathing. You don't have to say the prayer. But maybe as you do, become conscious of your breathing and become conscious of this morning how in our breath resides God's breath, God's Spirit that is within each and every one of us. Even when we pray, longing, yearning for God, praying for us without words. Let us breathe our prayers for a few moments together.